Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Season 63, Episode 2 of
Der Daily Zeitgeist,
the podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness using the headlines, box office reports, TV ratings, what's trending on Googs and social medias. It's Thursday, January 3rd. My name's Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. On How Stuff Works, there is a podcast called Daily Zeitgeist. It's second rate, easily forgot, if not for Jack and Miles. There's another part of that, but we're just going to cut it off there. Thank you, Christopher Lang, and I'm thrilled to be joined by my special co-host ever, Maynard!
Hello, good to be back!
Hey, it's great to have you here. all right. Well,
I love it. I love doing podcasts.
Yes. Well, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious comedian Jenny Zagrino.
Hello, Zeitgeist.
Zeitgang.
Zeitgang.
Yeah.
It feels bad to say it. Huh?
It does.
Because it's a German word. Or?
It's like, uh-oh.
Zeit. Yeah, I lean fully in and just say it like a angry Nazi. Well, anyways, Jenny, it's great to have you.
Happy to be here.
Your hair looks great. I wish our listeners could see.
Oh, thank you. I got one of those Bellagio.
It looks Baelish. Good. You can tell.
What is that?
It called?
Rick Bayless?
Isn't that Baelish. Littlefinger's name in Game of Thrones?
I got a Baelish done.
It sounds like a meatloaf.
Right.
Like a meat dish.
What is it?
Bula. I don't know how to pronounce it.
But it's a
like
hair thing?
A hair thing where it
looks good.
Where it goes dark to light.
I just assumed you had great hair.
It's not called an ombre, though.
Right.
I had a t-shirt that did that.
Yeah.
Gradient.
Your t-shirt single?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, Jenny. We're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. But first, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we're talking about today. We're going to check in with Kanye West, see what he spent his holiday break doing. Also, Louis C.K. Also, we're going to talk about the twinning app that all the kids are talking about. It's all the rage. And we're going to talk about that wild-ass press conference, not really a press conference, sort of televised meeting that Trump had, and many, many other things. We're going to be talking really fast today. But first, Jenny, we like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
Oh, well, I searched flu symptoms for dogs.
Oh, no. Can dogs get the flu?
Dogs can get the flu.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you know that? Now you do.
I guess I didn't. No.
I didn't know until earlier today. So that's the kind of person I am, just looking up dog symptoms.
Okay. And you have a dog, I'm assuming?
I do have a dog, but actually I wasn't even looking them up for my dog. It was for someone else's dog.
Oh, really?
So I'm a caring person.
What are the symptoms of dog flu?
Just sick, stuffy noses.
Oh, really?
Do we want to go over? They're pretty much the same
right.
symptoms.
Well, but like, what is a dog
some
with
people
a
may
nose?
Not know, Jenny.
Yeah. The dog's going to shit. Dog's going to vomit.
Dog's going to shit either way, though.
Yeah.
I thought.
But like a special
in my experience.
Do they
dog's
drool
gonna shit?
A lot when they have the flu or like, you know?
Yeah.
They're panting because they're stressed.
Well, they can't breathe. So
yeah. Thank you.
Lethargic, they're tired, they just want to watch Netflix all day.
I think my dog has had the flu for his entire life then, because
what, do you have a pug?
No, I have a Cavalier.
Right. Okay. Soft dog.
Bragging
very
over
soft.
Here.
Uh-huh. I think you might have heard of him. It was Cavalier King Charles.
Oh my
Spaniel.
God.
But he is he is not
he's
energetic.
Dead or
oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But he's
but
he's
dead.
12 years old and mostly
wow.
Yes. Jenny, what is something you think is underrated?
Okay, this is very important to me. I think that back scratchers are underrated.
Okay.
Okay. Because I really like thank you ever.
I pointed.
She pointed at me and we felt it. The connection, it was vibrant.
Sparks flew from her fingertips.
But at every massage place you go to, you can always get like massages or like hot stones or all this crap, but no one's ever like back scratching mm-hmm. as one of those things. And it is the best. It is the best. I've gotten to the point where like, if I'll have a one night stand and I'm not having a good time, I'll just be like, stop what you're doing.
And scratch my
back for like
really?
20 minutes. And they're
amazing.
More weirded out by that request. Like, they're like, that's too intimate. And I'm like,
right.
You're awful.
Yeah.
Just get on the back.
So you were making fun of me for being highfalutin, but then you were referring to humans as back scratchers. Most of it, like,
yes.
I was picturing, like, the handheld device. And
no.
You're just like, I have back scratchers.
Yeah.
People who scratch my back.
Well, if I didn't come, then I want a back scratch.
Okay.
That's fair.
No,
that's a fair trade.
It is totally fair, and I love getting my back scratched.
Yeah,
and
everyone
love
here loves it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's my favorite part.
Crazy.
Isn't that part great?
Nah, I feel like that part's like, you know, it feels selfish.
Right.
It's too much. I want them to be part of it.
Right.
Yeah, so get those back scratches.
Get
I just
that
feel
back
like
scratching.
Everyone likes getting their back scratched.
Yeah.
But no one is like, this is an untapped market.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know.
Dog, we can all be involved. What if, you know, there's like ASMR and that like porn stuff with feet. What
if
we did like a back scratch?
Yeah.
And really tap
YouTube
into
channel?
That?
Yeah. But how can a YouTube channel scratch your back?
Yeah.
Oh, they just
the
watch.
Oh,
no,
you just watch
not...
someone scratch backs.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Back scratching is a very...
Let me scratch your back on film.
Tactile. Yeah.
It's fine, Ginny. No weird stuff. We're friends.
Do you want to watch this back scratching compilation I made?
That's all my back. Yeah.
You were asleep when I did it.
It already exists. I can just already say that it already exists. What is something you think is overrated?
Fast food hip burger chains.
Fast food hip burger
yeah,
chains.
Yeah, so like In-N-Out mm-hmm. and Shake Shack. I think they're highly overrated.
Oh, okay.
In-N-Out has terrible french fries.
They do.
Shake Shack is tiny burgers.
Long lines.
Yeah, long lines for what?
Lines
for what?
That's so funny.
That's how that song goes. And finally, what is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
That if you pee on a jellyfish sting, it helps it. It doesn't.
What?
People are just out here trying to pee on people.
We could also make those videos.
It's just... Like, we could make those videos are made.
I know.
I just troll beaches
did
looking
you get
for someone who needs to get peed on.
Hey.
I
you got bit
wonder...
by a jellyfish. No, I didn't. Come
yes.
here.
Did that happen to you?
No. I don't let people pee on me.
But how do you know it's not true?
Because it's a myth.
No, because they did it on Google. Friends.
The oh, do you live your so life by ever. Friends?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It still holds up. It does not hold up.
It does not.
It does not hold up.
Yeah, that is a myth, and that is a really good question of how that particular myth got
because
started.
Because some dude was just like, oh, yeah. I know what I'll do.
Uh-huh.
This person's in pain. I think I'll just pee on him.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I
That's
think
how
all
dudes
of it,
be.
Oh, dudes yeah, no, no, like no. I read in a book that it helps.
Don't, right, right.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You come in here tomorrow?
Yeah.
You get peed on again?
Uh-huh.
That's what happened.
Yeah, and I bet partially it was like, someone got caught peeing on themselves or something, and that was the explanation they gave. I think there are actual things that you're supposed to pee on. Is that correct? Maybe that maybe
sticks.
They got confused.
Sticks.
Sticks.
Why?
Toilets.
Oh, those kind of.
I thought being clever.
Like a bundle of sticks.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do that for sport in the South. We're just like, hey man, come pee on these.
Yeah. I'd be like, that kind of defeats the purpose.
Well,
of
you start with one stick, and then you see how many sticks you can pee on. And you just keep
like,
this
okay,
is disgusting.
Is someone there feeding the sticks?
Yeah, it's a family game.
All right, guys, let's get into the pressing news that we've been missing out on over our holiday breaks. How was everybody's holiday, by the way? Good. Great.
Fine.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I had a good time.
Good. I was not allowing any negative stories there. I was just like, it was good, right?
Yeah. No, I think
I
everyone,
had a good time.
Everyone's here.
Yeah. Everybody seems relaxed.
Yeah.
Well, Kanye has been volatile, believe
oh,
it or not.
What?
He's,
stop it.
Been hot and cold, you would say. So this is actually a good example of why we stopped doing a segment of the show we used to do called Bloid Watch, where we would look at the covers of tabloids and talk about, you know, the news contained therein and whether we thought it was true, because sometimes tabloids do get things wrong. But they literally have two baseless claims that they make about celebrities, either that they're getting divorced or that they're pregnant. And they guessed exactly wrong with Kim and Kanye, because they've been saying they're getting a divorce for the past year, and it turns out they're intentionally pregnant via a surrogate. So they're actively family planning when they were supposed to be trying to divorce one another. But that's big news in the world of Kanye and Kim.
They're getting a surrogate.
Congratulations.
Well, I think all of their kids have been.
I'm very excited to be
not
carrying their baby.
They all
you
have
are?
Not been.
Yeah. I bet you're making a shit ton of money.
Look, touring is fun. But
yeah. They're like, what's up, Bronny? Do you want to carry this baby? I would be like, yeah how much? And then I would be like, do you want me to sign this contract? Then I'm going to give it to you. No, I wouldn't hold a baby hostage.
I would. I'd just go
actually,
to Canada.
Maybe I could.
Be on the run.
Is that the kind of person we are? I don't know. Money
just
changes
for fun.
Everything.
I would do it just for the story.
Yeah, just for the bloid.
Just like, you know, in 40 years, tell my grandkids, like, yeah.
Your parents are give me a...
We're going to talk a little bit later.
I ran away with that baby.
We're getting off track, okay? Come on.
Well, no, we're going to talk a little bit later about things movies have predicted for 2019. And I honestly think that is probably a more, like, for instance, Handmaid's Tale. You just described Handmaid's Tale, except instead of being hunted by, like, the dystopian government, you're being hunted by Kim and Kanye. And
isn't that the same thing?
Yeah.
Same
basically,
show.
Yeah.
Wait, so. You mean the Kardashians isn't a spinoff of The Handmaid's Tale?
Right. It's very similar in many ways.
Yeah.
It's the Ouroboros.
Also, Kanye is crazy again. Like, he's back off the wagon. He claims he loves Trump again all day, he said, and will be rocking a MAGA hat on stage. And then he also got mad at Drake for following his wife on Instagram, even though she has 109 million followers on Instagram.
Wow.
He said, I never knew till this morning that Drake followed my wife on Instagram back in September. Had to bring this up because it's the most fucked up thing of all. Imagine having a problem with somebody and they follow your wife on Instagram. We truly wish this man the best and pray that he will find the same happiness that we have. So.
What?
Yeah, it's somewhat confusing.
Oh my God, I can't wait to be this rich and delusional.
Yeah, pajama rich, as he would say.
What's so they have beef?
Yeah, they have beef. Like there was all sorts of Drake thought Kanye told Pusha T about his secret child.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And they both are like acknowledging that it's like wrestling stuff and it's all fake. Like they keep referring to it as like a wrestling feud, but then like you can tell their feelings are actually hurt by each other. So,
yeah. Hug it out.
Yeah.
I will ask, is Drake like a dangerous guy? Because he talks about it, he raps about it, but he seems like the safest of them all.
Yeah.
Like he seems like a college undergrad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's like,
they are not the safest of them all.
I know. Especially not at Baylor. What's up, BU you rapist?
Wow.
Sorry, I just came back from Texas. So it's like,
yeah, there's a lot of Texas material making its way in here.
I'm really angry. They all got away with it.
Did
anyways. They always do. Anyways, back to comedy.
Back to comedy.
Back to Drake.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, when I see Drake, I'm like, here's a safe man with a beard who acts tough.
But is it?
It is
all
he dangerous?
It's all an act. He's got a bubby.
He has a bubby.
Come on.
I feel like Drake has some sense that he doesn't come off like he's always trying to meet like the hardness and like anger of rap in some way. But because he doesn't have anything to be angry about, and he's kind of a soft dude, like, he just ends up being like mad about really stupid shit.
He's
on
the dance
a lot of
mom
his music.
Of rap.
Yeah. He's just like real, real upset and sensitive.
And that's okay to be
sensitive. Yeah. I think it is.
It's fine. I mean, like, if we're allowing other people to express their feelings and be sensitive, we have to also extend it to rappers.
Right.
They have feelings too.
Yeah.
But he does seem to spend a lot of his time in paying homage to the original values of rap. Like being like, yeah, but I have friends who will kill you. So that's makes me tough.
We all have that friend.
Right.
If
okay.
I was, yeah.
All right, Drake.
Yeah. Let's talk about Louis C.K.
Getting all the hits today.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of men getting away with it, he just did 49 minutes of stand-up. Somebody recorded it, uploaded it to YouTube, and it, I don't know, it's not great. It makes fun of non-binary people. It makes fun of the Parkland kids. He's like, he says that he doesn't think surviving a school shooting makes you inherently interesting. But it just, I don't know. I started listening to it. I'll listen to the whole thing and report back on tomorrow's episode. But it does seem like he has taken the, like, he starts out talking about what a bad year he had, and it seems like he thinks the year happened to him, like that he didn't do anything. And Dana Gould, former guest Dana Gould, was saying, like, when Richard Pryor came out to do stand-up after, you know, lighting himself on fire, freebasing, he knew he had to, like, make himself the butt of the joke and acknowledge his part in the problem that he had just become famous for having. And it seems like Louis C.K. is instead just like, man, that was a bad thing that happened to me, huh? And then kind of, and moving on, just trying to, like, some people are defending him as, oh, this is what his jokes have always been like. And I think that's kind of the problem, is that, like, his old material doesn't really work.
That he hasn't evolved at all.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't care that he came back to stand up, but yeah, if he's, he's not addressing anything that we all kind of want him to address.
Right. Yeah.
And then he says dumb shit.
Right.
Which, like, when he talked about, you know, punching a baby deer in the face, we're just like, oh, that crazy guy.
Right.
And now it's like, oh, who are you trying to, like, punch down to?
Right. I mean, he's always been, like, part of his thing has always been being able to get people to give him the benefit of the doubt via his performance. Like, that was a large part of, like, and then he would say incredibly fucked up things, but you would just let him because of, I don't know, his stage presence or whatever. But now that doesn't work as well when you're revealed to not deserve the benefit of that doubt, I guess.
Well, yeah. It's been revealed that it's like he's not a good person. Where right. In the past, it'd be like, oh, you're a normal person that has these thoughts that some of us always have. And
yeah. Right.
You're reflecting that. And now it's like, oh, you're just trash. And the shit about, like, I have to listen to these Parkland kids. Like, you pushed a fat kid
yeah.
out of the way. And then just like, what the fuck? Like, that's number one, not even a good joke.
It's right. not a good joke. It's open mic stuff. But I was talking to someone about this earlier. It's kind of like he's just... Maybe the left has now been like, bye-bye, mm-hmm. but the right, who will like we probably lost. Enjoy those jokes and be like, yeah, he was wrongly, whatever, and now he's talking about stuff I want to talk about. Yeah, like, he'll yeah. get an audience.
Well, he lost, what, 43 million in 30 minutes or something? What was that
something
complaint?
Like that.
That was his first thing, that he lost 35 yeah. million in, like, one day.
Yeah, but you... masturbated in front of some people that you and I know.
Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a bad day on the stock market.
Yeah. It's yeah. like, oh, oh, shit.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
But We Loved is a new podcast about queer history coming May 15th. I'm Jordan Gonsalves, your host. Growing up, I thought being gay was the worst thing I could ever be. The gay history I learned was tragic.
Jerry had died of AIDS, and it's like, what is happening?
It was survival. That's why it's called survival sex.
But as I interviewed queer elders, I realized there was another history that I had never been taught. A history of courage and perseverance.
I wanted to take control of my story and not be ashamed of it.
And it was a history full of love.
The joy we found in saying husband again and again and again was incredible.
And while learning this new queer history from my elders, I realized they had so much wisdom to pass down.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
From iHeart Podcasts, I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and this is But We Loved. Listen to But We Loved May 15th on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and the app that's driving everybody crazy this week, I don't know. Yeah, it's been a long time off, guys. Yeah. So, twinning. Have you guys done the twinning app?
No.
No,
I thought it was like a bad tweet that everybody was trying to mimic. You know, everybody tries to do a meme. I didn't realize it was an app. I just thought my friends were making bad memes.
It's not even an app. It's a web page. I'm just mad because they said I looked most like a bachelor, a former bachelor.
Cool.
I look like a former bachelor when not smiling. When I have glasses on, I look like Rich Summer from Mad Men. Notably, we have the exact same glasses. So that was, I think, the only similarity.
Was he the one that that became like a Hare Krishna for like a minute?
Did he? No, he was the one. He was Harry. He was just always like a sour dick.
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, I'll show you his picture.
All those angry white guys from the 60s. They all tend to bleed into one.
Poor guys. But anyways, none of the three people that I supposedly look like each other. So I don't know. Just objectively, as a online experience, the Google app is. That told you what piece of art or character from a work of art you looked like is just a better experience objectively. Like, it seems like it actually found someone who looked like you, whereas this is just like looks for superficial similarities.
Wow, are you okay about this?
Yeah, no, he's having a real hard time over there.
I'm fine.
We just have matching glasses. That's it. I'm not a former bachelor.
Okay.
The other thing that is not great about this app is that they leaked people's, like, there was just like zero security from the start, and so there was just a folder anyone could get to that was holding all of the images that people were uploading to the webpage. So
it's pretty horny.
Yeah.
She said it's pretty horny.
Yeah. Just some developer just clicking through photos.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, what about them?
Oh, this is my new avatar. Ooh, hello.
I'll be friends with
you. The grossest sound ever.
That is such a gross sound.
Well,
I'm glad I didn't do it. I'm glad I didn't fall into the trap.
I know. We were like, oh, have you done it? No, you should check it out. And then explain to you what the problem was.
And this was a PopSugar.com thing?
It was a PopSugar.com.
Did they close it down?
The most trusted name in news.
Yeah, PopSugar.com.
I think they did not, because after the whole story about them leaking things broke, I then uploaded my own picture.
Do you think that was a conspiracy thing? Like, users are starting to dip, so PopSugar was like, now tell them it's not secure. And then people went to it again.
Probably.
Like, you know, one of those like marketing, like we'll create a disaster and people will want to see the car wreck.
No, I'm sure it was a disaster. I'm sure there were a bunch of dummies who are just like, whatever.
I feel like PopSugar.com and I need to have a great talk.
You know what it feels like? Do you ever see the John Oliver? He had that show a long time ago that was really horrible about like, I'm going to stop fat people from existing.
What?
And it was like he went to like the fattest city in America. And was like, I want to stop everyone from being fat. And it was, ugh, gross. But he did do this thing with like a bunch of kids where he showed them how chicken nuggets were made. Where like he stripped down a carcass, grinded the bones up, then like just showed them how awful it was. And at the end he's like, now who wants one? And they're all like, me. Yeah, yeah. I love chicken nuggets.
Right, because they're delicious.
Yeah. You just can't, as bad
that
as stuff
John
is,
Oliver?
People are like, not John Oliver. Wait, Jamie Oliver.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense.
I wish it was John Oliver.
Right.
I was
so
sad.
He'd be
sad.
So awkward. What?
That John Oliver was.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, it was like, Jamie
oh,
Oliver.
No,
sorry, everyone.
Is bad.
Jamie
celebrity
Oliver.
Chef Jamie Oliver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not to be confused with celebrity anxiety ridden human John Oliver.
But I feel like this is, you know, one of those examples of the fun face that we're putting on the dystopian nightmare mm-hmm. that we're sort of lower, being slowly lowered into. Because
what do you mean slowly?
Right. Well, it's yeah, it, but it's something that it's not like, oh my God. And then Skynet became self-aware and like launched all the nukes at the same time. It's like we're slowly just walking down the steps into the dystopia. But because they're like fun things like, ah, you look like Tom Cruise. Then it's just like.
I do look like Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Tom we'll Cruise was you, on there when I smiled. So.
We'll tell you oh, wow. what celebrity you smell like if you
right.
give us your last four digits of your social.
Yeah.
I gotta know. I gotta know. That's a goop.
Ooh, I know I shouldn't do it.
Yeah. Gwyneth.
But yeah, I mean, so like the facial recognition thing is London's police force just
hey.
Hey, well, all right. So, oh, we're joined by one of the Bobbies himself. Right
yeah,
here.
Well, hey, Officer Crumbleton.
Hey. Boy, go ahead.
So they were
yeah, right.
They were using facial recognition and facial scanning technology
yep.
To scan the faces of Christmas shoppers in London.
Catch those thievery boogers.
I think they were worried about you know, terrorism, but
oh, okay.
also shoplifting, I'm sure, was at the top of their
I
list.
Know that.
They saw boogers. Home Alone and were like, ah, not on my watch.
Yeah. It's Christmas time.
Right. But you know, it's China's really good at it because they have like all of their citizens' faces in a database. And so they've
wow.
been able to algorithmically just figure out how to match facial technology. But I think in the West, we're still not great at it because a whopping 98% of the matches used by the technology were mistakes in the case of the London police force.
Oh, yeah. Remember David Schwimmer?
What happened with David Schwimmer?
Well, it was fake David Schwimmer. It's not a facial recognition thing, but the dude got caught on the security camera like stealing beer.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah, he looked like David Schwimmer.
Yeah.
Ross, David Schwimmer.
Yeah, no, I know. You keep saying his name. Yes, I know David Schwimmer.
Yeah. From
wait, who was it?
David Schwimmer.
Oh, Schwimmer.
If you say it enough, is he going to appear? Is that why you're doing it?
Rachel.
Hey, guys.
We were on a prank.
Still holds up.
Yeah. Yep. He does have like a vague Texas accent too.
Yep.
Yeah.
I will say towards the end of the season, because my roommate and I were like watching it.
Yeah.
And he started getting kind of buff.
Oh, yeah. Well, once they're like.
It's like Ross.
What are you doing?
I can't.
Yeah, I feel like that happens sometimes because they see themselves on camera and
like,
so as they're becoming more seen by more people, they're also like having less touch with reality and fewer people tell them like, no, your job is not to look awesome on camera. It's to play the role of this insecure paleontologist.
Yeah.
Is that
wait,
what
he was a paleontologist?
Yeah.
Or like a paleontology.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, handsome buff. Paleontology professor.
Usually.
I don't know. That's probably. I'm sure I'm fucking up some detail.
I'm so happy
that,
I never watched Friends ever.
But yeah, and then once you get to the peak of your fame, you stop changing everything about yourself, which is why Michael Jordan still dresses like it's 1996.
Yeah, well, it caught up eventually.
Yeah. Well,
now he's the pinnacle of style.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it did come back around.
Yeah,
didn't
just
it?
Yeah. Keep dressing the way you're dressing. It'll show up again eventually.
Amazon has patented a new doorbell camera that would be equipped with technology that allows the device to gather data and identify people considered to be, quote, suspicious, which is scary.
What?
Does it also squirt water out of it and people ring it?
Gotcha.
That would be, again, that would be like the fun version of this is that it would like have, you know. It
looks like someone's
a viral
wet.
Video of Wait a somebody minute. Getting squirted in the face.
Isn't this a Tom Cruise movie?
About where, facial recognition?
Yeah, where it's like or he goes and he like bell. Kills or arrests people before they do something
yes.
bad.
Yes, yeah, that is oh. Identity
Report.
Nope, Minority Report.
Okay.
Yeah, but they have facial scanners and retina scanners all over the place in that one. And
yeah, so we're getting there.
We're getting
and
there.
He's gonna commit.
Yeah.
A murder.
All right, let's let's talk once again about. I've been missing him because I chose not to pay attention to the news as much as possible over while we took some time off. But he's back, our president.
Back and better than ever.
Yeah, he's still doing it. He's still at it, you guys. President Donald Trump had a sort of half press conference, like televised meeting yesterday, full of just a lot of comedic highlights. He was surrounded by people who I didn't recognize. And then super producer Nick Stumpf pointed out that that was his cabinet. And it's just you don't recognize any of them because he's like fired all of them or they've all quit in the past.
So it's week. All like their subordinates or something.
Yeah. It's all just yeah, people who are in the hallway who were willing to come in.
Did he finally hire that kid mowing the lawn?
Yeah, I think he did. So here, just a quick. Highlight reel. He boasted he would have been a great general. He insisted his generals were better looking than Tom Cruise and stronger.
You mean our five-star general, Tom Cruise?
Right. He complained that he spent Christmas all alone at the White House, quote, except for all the guys out on the lawn with machine guns, which sounds like a crazy, like I get what he was saying because there are snipers everywhere, but it does. Like it sounds like a confused old man who just like was looking out the window of the White House and was like,
"This sounds like the start of a Sinbad movie,
right?
Sinbad yeah. home for Christmas right. at the White House.
Yeah,
old man president's not having a good time." What?
But Super Producer Nick Stump just pointed out that he did specify that they were the nicest machine guns he'd ever seen. And I think that he waved to a couple of the guys with the machine guns. So there was a particularly confused moment. The Tom Cruise kind of ramble was particularly weird. So he said, I had a meeting at the Pentagon with lots of generals. They were like from a movie. Better looking than Tom Cruise and stronger.
Good.
Laughs alone. Nobody else is laughing. Everyone's like, huh. And I had more generals than I've ever seen.
Good.
And we were at the bottom of this incredible room.
Is this awesome. A dream he had?
No, doesn't it sound like it?
Like he's or like
in our military, Ginny. Have some fucking respect.
Yeah, exactly. I said,
and
this
then my
is...
dad was there, but it really wasn't my dad. It was actually
right.
a gun.
Right. Doesn't it sound like Then he, okay, this is, I'm continuing to read his quote. I said, this is the greatest room I've ever seen, with more computer boards than they make today.
That's great. Our military should be ahead of its time.
Computer boards?
More computer boards than they make today? What the fuck does that mean?
They don't
mean?
Even make them. That's how many we have.
Yeah.
We have one computer
he's
board.
He's got a great collection. Our military is strong, powerful, and technical.
Bunch of those, those iPhone chargers just lined up.
And it's almost as if they're just intending to make great comedic videos. And maybe that's what's happening. Everybody around him have just decided we're going to make this presidency as funny as possible. Because at the end of the press conference, they panned out to reveal that Game of Thrones inspired meme where it was like Trump looking and it said sanctions are coming and he retweeted it. He just had a poster-sized version of that meme on the table in front of him.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
He
didn't.
Our tax dollars paid for this. All of this.
He's just...
All of this. I'm getting fucked on taxes so our president can
print a meme.
Yeah.
Was it... I really hope it was a meme that was like just regular printer but tile.
Yeah. Right. Get me a print out of that.
Imagine being like the fucking intern or like his son. And he was like, what? He like had to go to, like, you got to go to like FedEx and print that out on cardboard. And someone's going to be like, what is this? It's like, this is for your president.
Like, oh, is this for your 14-year-old? They'd be like, no, this is for the president.
For the president of the country.
It does make it hard to take seriously, I feel like, maybe. Maybe that's the goal.
It's so depressing.
But the people who this resonates with, it makes total sense.
Right.
It does.
But especially like, you know, a lot of
computer boards.
Uneducated people or like older people.
Right.
And then also weird rich people that are educated and smart.
Right.
They're also like isolated.
Mm-hmm.
It does sound like an elderly person without any context walking into a modern workplace. Just being like, there were computer boards.
I'm the boss.
And this guy, he's as handsome as Tom Cruise.
This is almost like when you work for a streaming service in production and it's so easy. You just upload something to like Content Hub or Google Doc. And then you have older executives who don't know how to use a computer. So you have to print out a DVD and slide it under the door and they don't even watch it. You can hear. Anyways. I have just some work stuff coming up.
Wow.
Just some shade at old producers. You know who you are. Old ass fucks.
Hey, well, speaking of old ass fucks. Fucks. Romney, dude. Baby.
Yeah.
That
the
hair?
New leader of the resistance.
Imagine him going down on
Imagine him going down on you, Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney going down on me?
Because I was making a comment about it.
Is he going to scratch my back? I'm fine with that. Whatever.
Mitt Romney has
if Mitt
never.
Mitt Romney scratches my back, literally, he could do anything.
Mitt Romney clips his fingernails every morning.
That's dope.
Yeah. Every morning.
I'm going to make some Mitt Romney.
Maybe he's like superhuman.
Fan erotica for you guys.
Romney fan erotica.
I would look at that. Okay. I don't think I would look at Trump fan erotica.
I
want to
make me erotica of Romney fighting Joe Biden.
Oh. Right.
And then as they're rolling on the ground, a gentle kiss.
Okay. Sounds like you're writing one of your own.
So Mitt Romney announced that he would be the new leader of the resistance with an op-ed in the Washington Post where he criticized Trump on like manners, basically, it seems like, which is something you see a lot with people who oppose Trump who are still sort of part of the mainstream political elite and the mainstream media even, is that their complaint with Trump seems to be more based on, you know, the fact that he doesn't show respect for these institutions. And it's, you know, because the things that mainstream Republicans are for are still pretty monstrous. Like the places that they differentiate themselves from Trump are just, you know, that he makes it sound as bad as it is in a lot of cases. He's like, doesn't try to sugarcoat things that much. I mean, I think there is some validity to the complaint that like the whole he's not politically correct thing is bad because, you know, racism has continued to become more public and acceptable among racists and hate crimes are more common. And, you know, there's something to be said for that. And he also pointed out that in 2016, Pew Research polled 84% of people in Germany and Britain and France and Canada saying they believe the American president would do the right thing. And 1 year later, that number had fallen to 16%. So that's not great because we're at a time in history where you kind of need somebody to be a leader, have like some...
Merkel is the leader now.
Right.
Germany is the world leader.
Right.
Whatever.
And she's on her way
Came
out.
Came back onto this podcast, huh?
Right.
Reading these quotes. Germany is the leader.
Right. Yeah.
Welcome to the Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah, this will be in German.
Angelica Merkel, she is our leader.
I don't know. He still like structures his entire critique like on the subject of civility and like that Trump shows poor character and that, you know, we need a leader who is a man of character. And some people are speculating that this is the first step in Romney's plan to primary Trump in 2020.
Ooh, I'm going to have to use that.
Yeah.
You're going to primary Trump in 2020?
No, in the erotic fiction.
Oh, yeah.
Side note.
He's just so robotic and in, like, when asked what his favorite meat was, he said hot dog. And when asked what his second favorite meat was, he said hamburger. Would he know how to nibble? Like, what?
Does he know that Tim and Eric
he
song?
He probably eats people. That's the thing. Right. He's so rich. He probably eats people, and that's his favorite.
Have you guys talked about that rich guy in Florida? He didn't eat people, but he was a child pedophile. And did we talk about this?
We have. Yeah. The guy who's a billionaire who was recruiting child sex workers from Mar-a-Lago.
Yep.
Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. It kind of got hushed, but the Miami Herald had this huge expose about it. A lot of people were like, whoops, but the guy who he's friends with this guy, but a lot of people that he serviced were so powerful that they just shut it down.
Oh, yeah. So he would go to Mar-a-Lago and be like, hey, everybody.
Well, he also had a private island and a private jet where a lot of these things happen.
Yeah.
Real monster.
Yeah. Ugh. It's like straight up the stuff you see in a Hollywood movie with a Tom Cruise
who's trying to save him.
Like Kevin Spacey.
The guy's name is Jeffrey Epstein, and people should check out the Miami Herald shit about him.
Vice.
But anyways, it
now
seems
I know what
like
I'm doing with my evening.
I think there was a poll that said that a large portion of Iowans would approve of somebody trying to challenge Trump in the primary. So, and Iowa's obviously randomly important when it comes to presidential primaries. So.
I feel like people are getting tired of them.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like that might be happening. The government shutdown doesn't seem like it's playing well with his base, according to the 538 Trump popularity o-meter things.
See, I think his base would still be like, it's the Democrats.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the reason, because they won't give our leader his money.
That's what I assume. But I always assume they just would be that on all things. And for whatever reason, his approval rating is going down and his disapproval rating is going up over the past like 5 days. And that seems to be the thing that changed. Like usually it takes a week for the news cycle to filter down into opinion polls. And that seems like it's the thing that people are reacting to. But who knows? Maybe it was the fact that he clearly has no concept of Christmas and hates Christmas and is a Christmas movie villain. There are so many things.
He is.
It's very hard to figure out. Actually, literally, he's not really villain.
Best machine guns.
Yes.
Just the best you've ever seen.
All right. We're going to take another quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
But We Loved is a new podcast about queer history coming May 15th. I'm Jordan Gonsalves, your host. Growing up, I thought being gay was the worst thing I could ever be. The gay history I learned was tragic.
Jerry had died of AIDS, and it's like, what is happening?
It was survival. That's why it's called survival sex.
But as I interviewed queer elders, I realized there was another history that I had never been taught. A history of courage and perseverance.
I wanted to take control of my story and not be ashamed of it.
And it was a history full of love.
The joy we found in saying husband again and again and again was incredible.
And while learning this new queer history from my elders, I realized they had so much wisdom to pass down.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
From iHeart Podcasts, I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and this is But We Loved. Listen to But We Loved May 15th on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And I wanted to take a look at what movies have predicted for this year of our Lord, 2019, because this was actually a pretty significant year in dystopian movie history. Blade Runner takes place in 2019.
Classic.
They predicted flying cars, lifelike human replicants, and everybody would still smoke inside government buildings. I guess flying cars is something that people are making progress on, but it's looking more like a 2035 thing. So they were only 16 years too early, but I guess with drone technology and...
Well, the replicants are real.
Are they?
Haven't you seen that robot that can jump over boxes?
Yes!
Have you seen that with the legs?
Boston Dynamics?
You know what's up.
Oh my God.
Big Dog or whatever?
Scary. It's scary. I think the robot war is coming, mm-hmm. and they're all going to look like Sophia. Or what's Sophie? Who's now a Saudi Arabian citizen?
What?
Who's
the
Sophie?
Robot, I think her name is Sophie, who's a Saudi Arabian citizen.
Wow.
She's not a journalist.
Oh, God. Zing.
She can be reprogrammed.
Yeah, and then Japan now has a hotel that's completely run by robots.
Robot cafe. Right. But those robots are fake because they're like on a track. It's not like...
Yeah, it's more like Roombas.
For now.
Yeah.
You don't know that robot could be having thoughts? Westworld was a documentary.
I feel like you're trying to challenge me right now, and I don't know why.
She is the co-host, okay? You do not disagree with the co-host.
Guest.
For now. Replicants come.
The other thing Blade Runner clearly got right is that Atari is our biggest corporation. Atari runs everything. As does Pan Am Airlines. Those are two of the big like logos you see everywhere in the Blade Runner universe.
Wow.
But yeah, they generally predicted the fact that the world would be a lot of lights and weird simulations and people distracting themselves. So,
well, I was right.
Yeah, they kind of nailed that. The Running Man, which is an Arnold Schwarzenegger vehicle, in which he is framed for murder and then has to fight slash run his way out of a murder game show. Sounds far-fetched, but Jenny, as you pointed out, they have like very specific like deep fake things that they called.
Didn't it also have two governors in it?
Did it?
Is Jesse the Body Ventura in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, two right. governors in that movie.
Yeah. It was, a lot of people have referred to The Running Man as a launching pad for politics, for a lot of great political careers. Obama got his start in The Running Man. He was.
Yeah.
But yeah, deep fakes, like they're able to just manipulate videos in a way that is, it's pretty impressive that they got it as right as they did, because when you look at what they thought digital media was going to look like, or like special effects or any technology, like Escape from New York, they have like everything is still in like a three-dimensional like green and black matrix. So the fact that Running Man knew that we would be messing with the ability to like put someone into an actual video or remove them is pretty impressive. And yeah, I mean, it's a really cheesy game show host is incredibly influential in that movie's
also 2019. So when the girl goes through the shoot,
right,
I remember they one of her the reason, what is it called, where she did a bad thing?
Her crime?
One of her crimes. Thank you.
Her sin?
Her sins. Right. One of the sins was that she like had premarital sex.
Oh, really?
Have you listened to it? I remember watching it. And they were like
you love this movie.
Yeah, you're really into this movie.
I watched it very recently.
Okay. Wait, they say premarital sex?
It was either like premarital sex or she had sex with more than one person.
Oh, really?
Like
at the same time?
Yeah, probably.
Cool. Good for
but
her.
I was just remember listening to that and being like, "Oh, that was considered bad in 2019."
Yeah, they. I mean, that
she's
is kind
a hottie
of
a, too. I'm just gonna put that out there.
That's the girl
seen
who
the Running Man?
Arnold Schwarzenegger like is incredibly violent towards at the beginning and ends up kissing him.
Yeah,
at the
doesn't
end.
She? He hit her.
Yeah, like basically,
wow.
just like throwing her around like a rag doll. takes her as a hostage, but she ends up being into him. Man. But yeah, I mean, that is kind of a wild.
Girls love bad boys.
you hear that, guys? No.
Don't do that, please.
That is kind of like, I know that for a lot of my childhood, I thought that history only went in one direction, that like you just, things got better or like more progressive, I guess. And so for a movie where everything is all futury, but people have more conservative morality, that's kind of a challenging idea for an Arnold Schwarzenegger action movie to be like, yes, and they will view premarital sex as a sin punishable by Running Man death.
Yep.
Yeah. The Island. Now we're getting to the classics. Michael Bay's The Island tells the story of a island that's like supposed to be a utopia, but all the people, spoiler alert, guys, all the people are actually clones who are just there to provide rich people with organ.
I've never seen this either.
Yeah, it's actually not a classic. I was being sarcastic.
Do the clones, do they become aware that they're clones?
They do, and Ewan McGregor breaks out.
What?
But he's a clone and finds
he's a clone.
Other...
And he and another, woman clone, they decide to break out once they realize that they're just...
Meat?
Yeah,
cattle?
Just meat. Just organs for their...
How do they find out?
I don't know. I actually... I think
somebody
watched
got a
it.
Smartphone, which I'm is gonna... a real dumb idea.
No, they don't.
They do.
You've seen it?
No.
Oh, I'm going to have to Wikipedia this.
Daybreakers, an Ethan Hawke movie.
Cigarettes.
Is
it's about cigarettes. Daybreakers. Cigarettes. Daybreakers. Cigarettes for men.
Wait, what? That's what that sounds like to you?
Yeah,
or is
to me.
Sometimes cigarettes are just too girly.
Daybreakers.
Just enormous cigarettes. They're just like real big and phallic cigarettes.
Don't worry. It's not like you're sucking on someone else's dick.
It's your own. It's don't worry. It's your dick. Cigars. Day don't breakers. Worry. Just pretend it's your dick. Anyways, this movie is actually about a plague that turns a large portion of humanity into vampires. So I hope it doesn't happen. Am I right, guys? No, that's probably not going to happen unless we're speaking metaphorically, in which case it's already happened.
This
we're
is going in the Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
On goop.com, you can get a psychic vampire spray.
Is that true?
Yep.
What the fuck does that mean?
Maybe there's a psychic vampire in your life.
You're an emotional vampire.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, sucking the emotions out of you.
And you spray them.
You
and...
spray yourself.
Oh. It's and like, it keeps is... them off. It's like off.
Yeah.
For emotional vampires.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, I am going to go
and
invest.
If you had like $30 and you didn't want to shit on it, just buy that stuff.
Did you? You seem defensive about it.
Yeah.
Guest.
Guest.
Oh, yeah. Ex-co-host.
Anyways,
tell
Akira.
Me about Daybreakers. Oh,
so Daybreakers, I mean, it was just a vampire
who cares?
Movie.
Boring.
It's like a vampire movie with a zombie movie premise. Everybody gets turned into vampires via a zombie
Dunst?
Plague.
And oh, she's okay. like, turn me into a vampire.
Who's mm-hmm. like that?
Kristen Dunst in that movie.
Oh, when she's a child?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
and then
yeah.
it's weird.
Interview mm-hmm. with a vampire.
And then she's like, I'm a kid. I don't want to be a kid anymore.
Yeah, it's like, well, guess what? You became a vampire when you were 7, so.
Now we're on Akira, and Akira is...
Akira!
Akira got kind of the most hard-to-call detail right in that they predicted the 2020 Olympics would be in Tokyo, which is pretty crazy. It was a movie that came out in 1982, or I guess it was the manga appeared in 1982.
I'd say out of all the movies you named, this is the best one.
Yeah. Well, I saved it for last.
Got, like, doesn't it have a killer teddy bear in it?
It's got a
again,
cool motorcycle.
Again, half-remembered movies.
Yeah.
Like don't you remember that? It's like noise. Dope as fuck, man. I'm going to watch it when I go home.
But there's also like a...
you know what? There's probably some fucking piece of shit old-ass producer.
Akira, can you get that on VHS for
Akira?
Me?
Akira. You piece of old shit.
Akka what? Sounds dumb. Let's buy it.
But they also get the fact that the Olympics is like a great way to justify your police state, correct? Which was a take that everybody on the internet was making like around the 2012 Olympics. So again, ahead of their time. And yeah, those are the movies that take place in 2019. So
thanks.
Some of those dystopias sound better than what we're going through, because at least then you can like be mad at the dystopic government that is like holding the people down via force. Whereas like we talked about earlier, we're just all kind of doing it to ourselves.
Which one would you rather be?
Via cute apps. I still like the cute apps personally. So
no, of the movies.
Oh, probably the Running Man.
Running Man.
Yeah, because.
What about you?
Well, I've only really seen Akira, so I guess that.
Oh, okay.
Cool. What about you?
I don't know. That Daybreaker sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, I mean, you're just turned into a vampire. Vampires are like sexy and stuff.
All vampire movies are just sponsored content. Content for cigarettes anyways.
Yeah. Daybreaker cigarettes.
Yeah. And I just
you can live
cigarettes
forever,
now.
So who gives a shit?
Sucking your own dick. Daybreakers.
Dick breakers.
That's my wrestling name. Dick breaker.
That's a great wrestling name. WWE. Speaking of WWE, we have two sad passings that happened yesterday. Mean Gene from the WWE, the announcer.
Aww.
And then Bob Einstein, aka Super Dave, aka Funkhauser from
he was Super
Kirby.
Dave.
Yeah, Super Dave Osborne.
Oh, that's so sad.
So yeah, two greats that were lost yesterday.
Bye.
Yeah.
And so. I say that with sadness.
Wow.
That's such a great
maybe
delivery.
Maybe you don't have emotion. You were right.
I am a vampire.
Well, Jenny, it's been a pleasure having you.
Is that how I'm going out?
That's how you're going out.
That's how you're going out.
And I'm not going to let you say anything else. No. What is, where can people find you and follow you?
Oh, you can follow me on Instagram at Jenny Zagrino. JennyZagrino. I don't use Twitter, so.
So don't, there.
Don't do that.
Swing your face, losers.
Yeah. And I'm slowly trying to get rid of Facebook.
Is there a piece of social media, or we usually ask people if there's a tweet they've been enjoying, but since you just said that you don't use Twitter.
Don't use Twitter.
Is there anything you've been enjoying?
Oh, I just, on Instagram, if I'm feeling down, I'll just go to Chill Wildlife.
Chill Wildlife?
Do you know there? That? No. Oh my, it's just fun videos of animals.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, that brings me so much joy. And Chill Wildlife.
All right.
Yeah.
Check it out.
And then just follow me, please. Yeah.
Ever?
Mm-hmm.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on all social media. I am no longer on Snapchat, but maybe I'll get on there, ButtholeSnapper69. I don't think anybody's using it, but I wanted to say it on air. Ever Maynard, EverMaynard at Twitter and Instagram.
Is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
Well, yes. I actually really liked Miles's tweet.
What was it?
I'm forgetting it word for word, but he used like Japanese characters and he was like, it translation, like my grandma said, I've gained weight. Because that reminded me of like my grandmother. And also, my favorite thing is, you know, when you have a nemesis?
Mm hmm.
I'm right here.
Then you saw my tweet, bitch. Some of my favorite tweets are just
subtweets.
Nothing in particular, but.
All right.
Anyways.
Well, a tweet I've been enjoying is Jason O'Gilbert tweeted, wow, brave op-ed from Mitt Romney. And it was a fake headline that said, Mitt Romney, Mr. President, sir, I'm going to vote for every single one of your bills, but I will be frowning.
Wait, can I go back too?
Yes.
Caleb Sinan
has
that tweet, I am 16 going on 17.
Uh-huh.
And then it says, dash, the Iraq War. I'm 16 going on 17.
Bam!
Boom, 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 boom. But it's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
You know, so but it's so sad. Anyways.
But cute. Sad but cute, which is the theme of today's episode and our dying world.
Yep.
You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. And Anna is playing an air.
Is this thing on? Hi.
And we are joined by super producer Anna Hosnier. Hey, how was your holiday?
It was great, you know, whatever. Today I'm going to recommend Amber Mark. Maybe you've heard of her. I found out about her from a way that I will not talk about because it upsets me. But
this is Starbucks. Okay.
Yeah, I was at Starbucks and I found a CD and now I can't go back there. So Amber Mark, this is her song, Lose My Cool. But hey, slow down. It's not just the regular Lose My Cool. It's the Frank Moody remix. It's poppin'. I've heard it like 15 times at every Urban Outfitters I fucking go into.
That's where it was.
No, I'll tell you afterward how I found it. It shouldn't be public information.
Wow, now everybody was going to want to know.
Put it in the footnotes.
It was. I heard it while I was murdering
someone. You're like,
I was like, ooh,
yeah.
Siri, what's this song?
All right. Well, we're going to ride out on that. We will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast. We'll talk to you guys then. Bye.
Bye. No.
right, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.